Welcome to the Astral Projection Astral Podcast, brought to you by Ali Wiley. Hello everyone, here's part 7 of the treatise. Don't forget, the 4th of May is a day to get your own Astral Projection Mastery Program by Robert. It'll be like having your own Astral Projection expert in the room. Visit astralbob.com/blog for more details. Now to the treatise. Treatise on Astral Projection by Robert Bruce. Mind Split and General Notes, Part 7. OOBE and Duality. If you read the enormous number of case histories available on out-of-body and near-death experiences, you will find many accounts hinting at perceptions of duality which indicate symptoms of the mind-split effect at work. It is fairly common during an OOBE to be aware of the physical body while also being aware of existing in the projected double, or less commonly, vice versa. This effect appears to indicate the existence of telepathic and bioenergetic links between the physical body and its remote projected double, possibly via the silver cord. This link appears to serve the purpose of providing the projected double with the necessary energies it requires whilst out of body, while also maintaining an unbreakable connection with its physical body. This connection also allows the physical body to be, in many ways, monitored or sensed, so that no harm can come to it during an OOBE. During an OOBE, at the moment the projected double is generated and projected from the physical body, the projector's mind effectively splits in two identical parts, mirror images, each containing a complete copy of thinking mind and memory. One copy always remains firmly locked inside the physical body, while a mirror image is reflected into and maintained in the exterior projected double. The splitting of consciousness into two or more separate but identical copies happens during sleep or any kind of OOBE. I call this effect the mind split effect. Mental visual feedback. If a mentally awake physical mind happens to observe with real time or astral sight its projected double at close range during a projection, a strong visual and telepathic connection can form between them. This can be a very disturbing experience, and I don't recommend this be tried for more than a few seconds at a time. The awake physical mind, whilst a projection is in progress, must see and be seen by its projected double for this type of connection to occur. Vision, seeing each other at the same time, appears necessary for this type of connection to occur. Once this happens, each side of the mind split, physical and projected, connect and begin to see out of each other's eyes at the same time. Each becomes aware of each other's vision and perspective as well as that of their own. Once the visual side of this connection occurs, each side of the mind split instantly becomes aware of each other's thoughts as well, simultaneously and compounding. This appears to be something like telepathic feedback, much like holding two identical mental mirrors facing each other. This gives an unnatural glimpse of mental infinity, a mental reflection of a mental reflection of a mental reflection, continually compounding. When two identical minds connect, while separated during an OOBE, the two identical sets of vision and thoughts create something that can be best described as a visual and telepathic loop, compounding and feeding back upon itself in a never-ending loop. This is an unnatural, incomprehensible, disturbing and possibly dangerous event for any mortal mind to experience. This uncomfortable and confusing state appears to only occur at close range and can easily be avoided by not looking too closely at each other, physical and projected double, and by not thinking at each other at close range, within approximately 20 feet, during a real-time projection. Note, this can happen only if both sides of a projector, physical and projected, are awake and become visually aware of each other during a real-time projection. This all goes a long way towards explaining why dreams and projection memories can sometimes appear so chaotic. The mind splits for a very good reason, and the separated copies are meant to function separately. I have experimented with this phenomena many times during real-time projections, after discovering it accidentally during a powerful real-time OOBE. I recreated the original accident and studied it because the original experience raised so many questions. I had always been curious of the way I could often feel my physical body while close to it, and this mind-split effect appeared to hold many of the answers I had been searching for. Like many other projectors, I had often experienced confusing anomalies during projections, of being aware of events and noises near my physical body, in and around my house, plus being aware of my remote existence during a projection. This sense of perceived duality, of having two different sets of perception, one physical and one remote, has been reported by many other projectors, but has never, I believe, been properly studied or understood. Double trouble. Here is an account of one of the first times I experienced the mind-split effect and the mental visual feedback. I had been meditating in my chair by the fire and returned to my normal awareness as the rain started drumming on the roof. The weather was pretty wild and the wind was starting to shake the windows and the doors. I looked at the clock. It was almost 3 a.m. This was not unusual for me, as sometimes I will meditate all night. I felt well rested and full of energy and thought to myself, I have never projected in a storm before. I wonder what it's like. Closing my eyes once again, I relaxed back into myself and soon projected out of my body using the point shift method as given in Volume 1 of the treatise. This method is very similar to the method given by T. Lobsang Rampa in his book You Forever. While this method is more difficult than the rote method given in Volume 2, it is very effective and is the original method I learned when I first taught myself conscious exit projection. I have been projecting since the age of 4 or 5, but this was always spontaneous and I had little control of when I would project. I taught myself to project deliberately at the age of 21 and found Rampa's books a great help. As a side note, many people have claimed that Lobsang Rampa was discredited, that he was exposed as being nothing more than an English plumber, come writer on metaphysics. But if you read his first book, The Third Eye, you'll see that he fully explained his circumstances and how he came to be living in the body of an English plumber. He claims to have swapped bodies with a suicidal English plumber who was about to kill himself, while his own Tibetan body lay dying of wounds. This feat was accomplished during an astral operation carried out by high-ranking Tibetan masters, spirit masters, to preserve Rampa's unfinished life path, while freeing the plumber with his full permission, who was at the exact end of his life. Personally, I found Rampa's books to be very good teaching, and they contain a great deal of useful information on projection, clairvoyance, metaphysics, etc. After exiting my body, I moved through the wall and floated into the rain-drenched night. What a gloriously wet feeling that was. I could feel and taste the cool rain and blustering wind passing through me. The smell of rain and wetness was everywhere, seeming to fill me with a bright and happy energy. I floated up to the roof and sat on the chimney, looking out over the town. I felt a little bit like a very wet Mary Poppins. I watched the rain dancing over the roofs and streets, swirling through the gutters and gurgling into drains. It seemed to have a friendly voice and rhythm all of its own, drink me, splash me, gurgle me, slosh me. It seemed funny at the time. While sitting on the roof, I felt my body stirring in the room below me. This effect had often intrigued me, and I decided to slide back through the roof and study it more closely. As I passed through the roof, I saw my body sitting in the chair, right where I had left it, but suddenly I became aware of also watching my projected double from my perspective in the chair, sliding down through the ceiling. Both at the same time, it was me sitting in the chair watching another me floating down through the ceiling. But it was also me floating in front of my chair, some 10 feet away, watching myself sitting in the chair. This was not only confusing, it started to make me feel quite ill. I had two sets of vision and two sets of thoughts all at the same time and all joined together. It was fascinating. It also made a lot of sense. Just because the projected me was outside its physical body, why should the physical me have to stop thinking? Why would it be left, as is commonly believed today, as a mere empty shell during a projection? This raises the question of what actually leaves a physical body during a projection. The projected me, the real-time double, moved around the room, observing my physical body in the chair, while it watched me back at the same time. I could still see the projected me, even when my projected double was situated behind the physical me. I could feel myself in the chair perfectly, as I tried to follow the movements of my projected double around the room. This took some very real effort, and it also took a lot of energy to move my projected double. It felt like I was moving through thick mud, and I felt an enormous pressure building up inside both of me. I was existing in both my physical body as well as in my projected double, both at the same time. I was fully awake mentally and aware and thinking inside both aspects of myself. Inside my physical body, my consciousness appeared to be actively centered in my etheric body, and this appeared to be how the physical me was able to see the projected me, real-time sight, seeing through closed eyes. I came to this conclusion because of the way I could move around inside my physical body, and could even see behind myself without physically moving. My etheric body appeared to be quite literally able to turn around inside my physical body. This ability of the physical body to see through closed eyelids and from different perspectives is frequently described by projectors and trance meditators. Note, the etheric body appears to be the very first level of subtle body, one stage up from the physical body. This appears to be so closely enmeshed within the physical body that it cannot normally leave its confines while it still lives. During the full trance state, as well as during the projection process, however, it appears to gain some limited freedom of movement. It will also gain the ability to see into the real time zone, and sometimes even into the astral dimension around it. The etheric body appears to be responsible for the ability to see through closed eyelids and covers, as is often reported by projectors near the exit stage of projection. My observations. The center of waking consciousness appears to shift over into the etheric body when the physical body enters a trance state and falls asleep. This is very like an internal projection, taking a reflection of consciousness one step away from the physical body and mind, while still holding its original place within the confines of the physical body. This stage, I believe, is the very first level of the multidimensional projection process and is marked by the heaviness experienced when the full trance state is entered, which is also the sign the physical body has fallen asleep. This process makes a lot of sense and answers a lot of questions when projection case histories, plus the mechanics and dynamics of projection, are studied. It points to projection being a staggered process where consciousness is reflected one stage at a time from the physical body and mind. Each stage becomes progressively more subtle and refined, while still maintaining firm telepathic and energetic links between each stage. Basically, this allows the projection of all the higher subtle bodies at the same time, while keeping a safe and unbreakable link between them and the physical body, the original hard copy. Projection stages. The following list shows the physical body as zero, with the dream mind marked as -1, and the first four stages of higher subtle bodies above it. 4. Mental body and above. 3. Astral body. 2. Real-time body. 1. Etheric body. 0. Physical body, baseline. -1. Dream mind. The incredible mind split. A projector's mind splits during any kind of OOBE, one complete copy, original hard physical copy, staying at all times safely inside the physical body, capable of thinking and dreaming. A perfect thinking copy containing full memories, both conscious and subconscious, reflects into the extruded real-time body. Each copy is capable of thinking and acting independently during an OOBE if enough vital energy, vitality, is available. Neither copy may be aware of the other's continuing existence or awake state. This is a natural mind-split effect which always occurs but is very seldom noticed during sleep and all types of OOBE. During a conscious exit projection, consciousness is first reflected into the etheric body. From the etheric body, it is then reflected into the real-time projectable double, when that body is generated. The real-time double appears to be generated inside the combined physical etheric bodies and does not appear to project outside the physical etheric body until a copy of consciousness is transferred or reflected into it. Before the actual moment of projection, of the exit of the real-time body out of the physical body, all potential copies of mind are closely enmeshed and held together safely inside the physical body. One full copy always stays inside the physical etheric body, and this original copy appears to fall asleep and thus moves itself safely but temporarily out of the picture to allow the natural projection process to occur. The original copy of mind will begin dreaming at some point after it falls asleep. If the original copy does not move itself out of the picture, the difficulty of projection increases dramatically, as with conscious exit projection, where the mind is awake throughout the projection process. This last factor alone accounts for the sheer difficulty of conscious exit projection. The dreaming mind of the physical body appears to account for the reality fluctuations commonly experienced shortly after the exit stage of a projection. This event may also be associated with the physical body's dream mind during the REM sleep state. REM, rapid eye movement, which is commonly associated with the dreaming state. The physical body's dreaming mind also appears to account for the hypnagogic imagery and visions experienced during the trance state and during the pre-projection state, or where the mind is held awake and balancing on the verge of sleep. At the moment of separation, as a real-time body projects free of the physical etheric bodies, the mind appears to split or reflect a complete copy of itself into an exterior, subtle body. From this moment onwards, both copies, one internal and one external, continuing to record their memories separately. Neither will usually be aware of the other's presence or existence, apart from the occasional vaguely shared feelings and remote perceptions of each other. The separateness of the mind-split effect and memory recording will continue until reintegration occurs. Upon reintegration or waking, only one set of memories will usually be retained, but sometimes a mixture will occur. This can be part dream, part physical, etheric, and part OOBE memories. The successful downloading of projection memories strong enough to override physical, etheric body and dream memories for the same period, strong enough to leave a lasting impression on the physical brain of a projector, appears to be the real key to successful and repeatable OOBE. See my new book, Astral Dynamics, Chapter 21, Overcoming the Mind Split, for more detailed information on this. Mind Split Effects. It is fairly common for projectors to experience a perfect projection right up until the exit, where they feel all the vibrations, rapid heartbeat, floating sensation, etc., and then it all just goes away. This leaves the projector usually energetically exhausted, often partially or fully paralyzed, thinking they have simply failed the exit. What may often happen in cases like this are normal and successful OOBEs, but where the consciousness has remained awake and centered in the physical, etheric mind after the mind split of projection has occurred. The resulting memories retained after the experience in cases like this are thus from the physical, etheric side of the experience only. The projected double in many cases simply stays out of its body for too long, which allows the physical, etheric mind to fall into a deep sleep. Once deep sleep occurs, the projected double becomes effectively locked out of its physical etheric body for the duration of sleep or until waking occurs. This is why I recommend short projections. The projection side of this experience, the memory of it, has thus been totally lost, as if it never was. The physical etheric mind, internal side of the experience, has the only solid memories for the whole experience, and the projected double's memories have failed to make a strong enough impression on the physical brain to become memorable after reintegration. Basically, the projection memories have failed to make the final wrinkle in the physical brain after projection. Another mind split also appears to occur between the real-time double and the astral body. This begins to happen naturally within several minutes of the start of an average real-time projection, but can occur within a few seconds. At some point during any real-time projection, reality will always begin to fluctuate. This appears to be the sign that the physical etheric mind has begun dreaming. At this point, the real-time body usually begins to run low on energy, in most cases apparently not having enough energy to maintain its conscious integrity whilst the dream mind is active, and it thus starts shifting into the seemingly more easily maintained but more dimensionally remote astral vehicle in the astral dimension. Soon the real-time body will effectively fall asleep and will then be reeled in to hover as if asleep just above the sleeping physical body. It will remain there until the natural waking state of the physical body and mind causes reintegration of all its multidimensional aspects, thus ending the mind split. Notes on projection and reintegration. The sleep state or trance state is required for projection to occur. Trance, body asleep and mind awake. The waking state is required for reintegration to occur. The only exception to the above is the in-between trance state where the body is asleep but the mind is fully awake. Deep sleep prohibits the integration of physical, etheric and projected doubles. I know this may all sound a little complex, but it sheds a great deal of light on many of the seemingly mysterious difficulties which can beset a projector. It also explains why projections are so time-limited and difficult to maintain, let alone remember in detail. All through my research and studies in the incredible complex field of theoretical metaphysics, I have found that the further I get from the relatively normal reality of the physical dimension, the more outrageously complicated everything becomes. There is nothing simple about the mechanics and dynamics of projection, far from it, but it can be understood if the lower levels of projection are studied, i.e. etheric and real-time bodies. If the principles this yields are then applied to the higher aspects of projection and even dreaming, a few precious constant factors appear. This methodology may not solve all problems, nor answer all questions, but at least provides some kind of logical and understandable framework to work in. Purpose of mind split. The mind split is, I believe, an integral part of the workings of universal law, where the mind splits and reflects itself into many different parts, levels and aspects, each belonging to a different dimensional level. During the full multi-mind split process, the highest level, highest subtle body, appears to be drawn into the centre of the universe, into the source of all consciousness, by what I have called the Akashic Pulse. There, the influential and conditional energies, consciousness seeds, contained within each individual energy egg, each person, are processed and updated according to universal law. These are adjusted according to past and current thoughts and actions, and is further modified by karmic law. These seeds affect and influence us all profoundly. They cause the attraction and repulsion effect, all our likes and dislikes and natural tendencies, which are the visible workings of universal law in the physical dimension. Universal law is that which attempts to guide us all through our individual life paths towards predetermined but imminently variable goals, variable according to the laws of free will and individual choices. An important aspect of the mind split to many people is the way it shows how the physical body and its mind are never, ever left empty and unguarded during sleep or any type of out-of-body experience or projection. They are thus never exposed to being entered, molested, possessed, or interfered with by any other projector, or by any type of inorganic being, entity, or demon. A conscious exit projector's physical body and mind are, according to my research, far more protected than they are during the full waking state, when natural, non-physical senses become somewhat dulled or inactive. During an OOBE, the projector's energy body seems to expand and create a very sensitive perimeter, a kind of expanded energy cocoon around itself. This appears to extend in all directions for approximately 20 feet, 6 meters, often filling or overflowing from the room around the projector's physical body. This sensitive energy perimeter acts something like an early warning system. If it is broached by another awake person, another projector, or any other type of energy being or entity, and a negative reaction occurs, it will instantly snap shut and reel back the projector for immediate reintegration and the return of full waking consciousness. This early warning system appears to be particularly sensitive during any type of conscious OOBE where the projected double is fully aware it is out of its body. It seems, however, to become slightly less sensitive to real awake people once the physical body and mind have fallen into a deep sleep. It will, however, always react violently and instantly if touched by anything which causes a negative reaction in its perimeter field. Ultra-short OOBE. One of the most important things to do after a successful exit, especially the first few times, is to keep the projection ultra-short. 10 seconds out and then get straight back into the physical body. Please trust me on this. 10 seconds of real out-of-body experience with a fully conscious exit and re-entry are worth 1,000 all-nighters that are forgotten. An ultra-short OOBE is, in most cases, the major contributing factor to a successful first-time conscious exit projection. Once again, if a projector stays out too long, especially a novice projector, and their physical etheric body falls into a deep sleep, the projected double will not usually be able to reanimate its physical body and mind when it returns. It can thus become locked out for the duration of the projection or until natural waking occurs. Projection requires the physical body to fall asleep, and the reverse applies with reintegration, requiring the physical body to wake up. If the physical body and mind fall into a deep sleep, sometimes even a good shaking will fail to wake them. The slight energy rush caused by re-entry can also fail to awaken a deeply sleeping and possibly dreaming physical body and mind. Projected double contact. One way of cementing projection memories is to make contact with yourself during an OOBE. Keeping in mind the nature of the mind split, agree with yourself to try and make contact from both sides of the projection, from both physical and projected states. Some degree of real-time sight, seen through closed eyelids in physical body, is required for this. Agree for your projected double to be in a particular place, say the foot of the bed, and that it will look and think at where your physical head is or should be. Do this even if the physical or projected double cannot clearly see its counterpart, which often happens on both sides. Often only a vague ghostly shape is seen, or a depression in the bed. The physical body should trust its projected double will be doing this, and to try to do the same by thinking and concentrating and feeling for where its projected double is supposed to be. Once contact is made, memories will flood both ways and become cemented, making a strong and lasting impression upon the physical brain. After the initial contact, the projected double should move away quickly to avoid nauseating mental visual feedback problems. This connection and memory downloading process, if successful, can allow the duration of real-time projections to be dramatically extended. The projected double can periodically return to its physical counterpart and download, top up, its projection memories. If this is done, I suggest no more than a few minutes interview between each memory download. The projected double should also re-enter its physical body the moment it detects signs it is tiring, or the moment it begins experiencing reality fluctuations, which is a sure sign the dream mind is becoming active, which indicates the physical mind is falling asleep. Energy raising during OOBE. To increase out-of-body vitality and capability, it is important to have enough energy flowing from the physical etheric bodies to the projected double. This is best done by the projected double while it is out-of-body. It must reach out and feel itself sucking energy into itself, feeling energy rushing into it from its physical body. this out-of-body awareness action appears to create a strong energy demand in the projected double, which causes an increased flow of energy from the physical etheric body to meet this demand. The increase in the clarity and ability this can cause during a projection can be quite amazing and happens very quickly. This technique is especially useful if you have projection vision problems or blindness. Everything will noticeably brighten and light will be seen all around the projector, lighting up the darkness and following them around wherever you go. This technique can be used with great effect to solve or ease most common projected double-related weakness problems, visual or otherwise. Improved relaxation technique. The first big hurdle you need to overcome is deep physical relaxation. With the thousands of letters I've had from people having problems achieving OOBE, one problem area stands way out, deep physical relaxation. Everyone seems to rush through learning this most important of skills to get on with the more interesting stuff, like the projection attempt itself. But as with any type of metaphysical development, metaphysical is mind science. Any skill not thoroughly learned will eventually stop the aspirant cold, forcing them back to the beginning to learn it properly before they can proceed. More time must be spent learning the skill of totally relaxing your physical body than with any other skill. It is that important. Relaxation is a progressive skill that can be learned and improved with time and practice. The biggest problem with deep physical relaxation in the early stages is that it takes so long if done properly as part of a projection attempt the projector can become mentally exhausted or bored. This can ruin a projection attempt as a projector may then have little energy or enthusiasm for the exit. If this becomes a problem, I suggest that deep physical relaxation be learned and practiced regularly, but separately from projection attempts, until such time as the projector can attain deep physical relaxation fairly quickly. A deep level of physical relaxation is absolutely necessary to consciously project your astral body. This is quite easy to achieve, though, if you go about it in the right way and practice regularly. Deep physical relaxation plus a clear mind is the trance state. The trance state is achieved when the physical body goes to sleep while the mind stays awake and in control of itself. A conscious exit projector needs to be able to attain some level of the trance state before they can successfully project out of their body. Deep physical relaxation leads to and naturally brings about the trance state. The trance state is entered automatically once the physical body enters a deeply enough relaxed state. Important note: just as sleep is possible without deep physical relaxation, so is the trance state. It is quite easy to fall asleep and even enter the trance state while stressed and full of tension, relying on physical mental tiredness to overcome lack of relaxation and trance ability. Just because you feel the sensations of trance, heavy body feeling, it does not mean you have attained deep physical relaxation. Many people do this and think they have found a handy shortcut, only to find conscious exit projection virtually impossible. Most people in this case will fail right on the exit because their physical body is too tense. The above is also why sleeping for a few hours first, then waking up for a projection attempt, works better for most people who lack relaxation and trance ability. The body has time, sleep, to overcome its sleep deficient and physical tension. This makes projection much easier and is a good way to get early results with conscious exit projection. Physical relaxation. Seating. I suggest sitting in a comfortable armchair with good arm and neck support and a pillow under your feet. The pillow is necessary because when relaxed to a deep level, supporting muscles in the feet will tend to relax and can cause some discomfort. If an armchair is not available, use a high-backed dining chair. It is possible to use a bed, but falling asleep can be a big problem. If a bed must be used, I suggest laying on the back, never the side, with hands and forearms held vertically above the bed and elbows resting comfortably on the bed. Adjust and vary this position slightly for comfort. This position will reduce the likelihood of falling asleep. Dress. Wear loose, comfortable clothing and bare feet or loose socks, depending on the local temperature. Tight clothing and shoes will cause discomfort with deep relaxation and will also restrict the flow of blood and energy. Posture. Good posture helps a great deal with deep relaxation. Do not slump in the chair. If good posture is used, the body will be well balanced. Then, when a deep level of relaxation is achieved, the body will stay well balanced and will experience no distracting discomfort. If posture is not good when relaxing deeply, muscles will relax and the body will sag, causing discomfort in the spine and joints, which will interfere with the level of relaxation attained. Put a pillow behind the lower back and one behind the neck, if necessary, to make sure the body is not sagging. Tensing and relaxing muscle groups. I have kept the relaxation exercises as simple as possible. All that is required is to progressively tense and relax opposing groups of muscles. If you already know a full body relaxation discipline, stick with it or adapt it to this one, making sure all muscle groups are covered. Full body stretch. Stretch your arms and legs, really stretch as if you were very tired, and take several long, slow, deep breaths. Feet and calves. Lift up your toes and tense both feet and both calves at the same time, and then relax them. Curl up your toes and repeat. Knees and thighs. Tense both your thighs, knees and calves at the same time, then relax them. Press down with your heels and tense thighs, calves and feet, then relax them. Hips, buttocks and groin. Push your buttocks backwards, tense and relax. Push hips forward, tense and relax. Stomach and lower back. Push out your stomach and tense up all stomach muscles, tense and relax. Suck in your stomach and tense lower back and buttocks, tense and relax. Chest and upper back. Arch shoulders and suck in chest and tense all upper back muscles, tense and relax. Push shoulders back and push out chest and tense all muscles, tense and relax. Arms. Tense your shoulders, arms and hands, making fists. Pump your arms, bringing fists to shoulders a few times. Tense and relax. Neck. Arch neck forward and place chin on chest and tense all muscles. Tense and relax. Push head way back and push chin up high. Tense throat and jaw muscles. Tense and relax. Jaw, face and head. Move head back, open mouth wide and screw up face, tensing all muscles in your head. Tense and relax. Smile widely while screwing up your face, tensing all facial muscles, tense and relax. Frown deeply while screwing up face, tense all facial muscles, tense and relax. Full body stretch. Give yourself a full body stretch, trying to arch and tense as much of your body as you can. Tense and relax. Repeat the above process until you feel you have relaxed your body as much as possible. Each time you do this, pay particular attention to the relaxation part, letting your muscles droop and totally relax after tensing them. This will get progressively easier to do the more often you do it. In time, you will be able to relax your entire body simply by waving your awareness, your mental hands, over it. MBA massage. The head and neck areas are the most difficult of all body parts to relax, as inner tension affects them greatly. Use awareness actions to massage them. Feel your awareness hands deeply massaging your neck and head, as if someone were actually massaging them. Use your memory to recreate the required awareness actions. Feel your hands penetrating deep within the muscles and tendons in your head and neck and feel all the tension leaving your body. Move your awareness throughout your body, searching for any tense areas. If you find any, massage them away until your body is totally relaxed. Thanks for listening. Remember the 4th of May at astralbob.com/blog. And come over to www.astralwings.com. Lots going on there. Happy travels.